prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 10 April 2024, and we're glad you're with us, and I do mean that. And, of course, tomorrow being Thursday, we intend to be in office all day tomorrow from 9 to 4 Eastern. We do want to hear from you. And when I say that, I mean that you don't have to order a thing or donate anything. If you want to call, just say hi or have a question or comment. You know, I always like to discuss Bible and spiritual things, but if you want a prayer request or give a praise report, and by the way, that you can do it tonight on the radio show too. Tonight is going to be Open Line Wednesday. Used to do Open Line Friday years ago, but I'm no longer on Friday night. So Open Line Wednesday, for anybody who wants to call, our guest will not make tonight, cannot get confirmed with him, so it's Open Line tonight. But back to what I was saying, tomorrow is office day. We want to hear from you. We love to hear from new people. If you've been listening for a day or two or 10 years, and you want to call and say hi to us, do so we'll know you're out there. We just want to know you're out there. And you can call us toll-free. If you don't have long distance, you can call us toll-free at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you do have long distance, it will save us money if you'll call us on our toll line at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And we are still offering a special and going to be all month long on American Prophecy. And I will say this again and again and again. Until you know who America is in the Bible, and the nations that are prophesied about in the Bible, you'll never understand the last day prophecies. You'll never understand what's happening in the world at any given time. You won't be able to foresee what the future holds for America and the world. 3 hours worth of Bible study on that, plus 3 hours of Christian worldview news. Those are thrown in just for they're there. You'll have them for free. A book on why the old Jerusalem is not the new Jerusalem. And we're sending out the outline we use for free, $25, folks. You can call tomorrow and order it. Use credit card, debit card, or write to us and get it, whatever you want to do. But, folks, there's no way I can emphasize how important this teaching is. Once the Lord got through my thick skull while he's trying to tell me, it all made sense to me, okay? So I want you to know that. And I want to make an announcement, too, that I got a phone call from an old friend I hadn't talked to for a long time. He called and told me that there's going to be a meeting coming up on the 17th of April. Short notice, I realize that, and they know it, too. But I'm trying to find the location here. I hope you give me location. Sheriff Richard Mack and CSPOA is having a meeting April 17th, 2024, 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., at the Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel. That's at 300 West Sahara Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada. Okay? You can also get a hotel discount if you call and, you know, talk about the meeting by using code CSPOA. So if you want to attend a meeting with General Flynn, Sheriff Richard Mack, Mike Lindell, Mark Fincham, Sheriff Darleaf, Steve Bannon, and others, if you want to join them April 17th, 2024, of course, just a few days away now, 8:30 a.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. at the Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel, 300 West Sahara Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada. And if you want to call and ask you more questions, call 602-268-9268. Now, if you live close to Las Vegas, if I did, I would try to be there myself. That's a long drive for me. But anyway, again, 602-268-9268. It's a very powerful speaker who's going to be there. 602-268-9268. If you want to call and join them in the meeting, they tell you the price of tickets. You can get them there, folks. So I think it's like $49 for everything for that meeting. So give them a call and try to go see him if you can on April 17th. And I mentioned last night, like I mentioned this again, because I feel like I need to, because Art Franz has been a friend of our ministry now for many years. Art is in financial difficulty. He's trying to make it. He sends a few dollar donation of tithes of what he made in the flea market. He informed us in this letter that he's soon probably going to be facing eviction. So if you have any listeners in Southwest Pennsylvania, that'd be Fayette County, Somerset County, Greene, Westmoreland counties, would they please call me and I'll get you in touch with Art. He needs a place that he maybe live at a little bit cheaper. I'm sure he'll be willing to work what he can, do what he can to help pay for the rent or whatever he needs to do. But if somebody wants to help Art out, he wants to stay in Pennsylvania, that's his home, you give us a call tomorrow and I'll give you Art's phone number. Our friend is a Christian brother, is trying to stand for the truth, has for a long time. So please, if you can help Art, and you live in Southwest PA, call me tomorrow, okay? Please. Now, that's the announcements for the night, and the lines are wide open already for anything you want to say. If you want to call and give a testimony, you want to hear from you, if you want to share a prayer request, whatever you want to do, or some news, please feel free to do so. And I don't care if you call this week or not. This is open line for everybody who wants to call in tonight for any reason. But I'm going to discuss some things with you while I'm waiting to call, because these things are on my mind to discuss tonight. It's something that I see that's pretty common in believers today and Christians today that are really good-hearted, loving people that are just like I am. They have a hard time at times to take a stand on what they know is right, because they don't want to hurt somebody else, and it hurts them to do so. You know, people think because of the way I preach, and I do preach, so I try to preach it just like it is, that I have no feelings, I have no remorse sometimes for what has to happen. And I say remorse, I shouldn't say that, I should say sorrow. Remorse means I'm sorry I did something. I try not to do anything I'd be sorry for. But I am sorry sometimes that I have to take such stands, not for the point that I'm sorry for the truth. I just don't like to see people have to be taken down so hard before they see the truth. But one of the biggest things that are lies that I've seen taught in the churches and misconceptions of the Word of God is how we as believers are to treat unbelievers. I know this is going to come across as being a little bit harsh to some people. That's okay. If it is, it is. But we're told. Now, that doesn't mean, I'm going to share you, that doesn't mean that we don't talk to them, that we don't try to share the truth with them. That's not what I'm saying. There's a difference between living the life and speaking the truth, the big difference between that and fellowshipping with them. You know, we're told in Ephesians chapter 5, that we are to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but to rather reprove them, correct them. Now, it does not tell you that you should reprove them only if they're drunkards or dope heads or sodomites or murderers. That isn't what it's saying. He said, no fellowship with any kind of darkness, no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness. I don't care what it may be, if we know it's unfruitful and it's going to harm someone, we're not to partake with it. And in this situation, just like with God Almighty and Christ Himself, there's to be no respect to your persons here. And this is a hard part. We all have family, I'm convinced, that need Christ desperately in their lives. And we all have a tendency, me one of them, to go along, to get along, to compromise, to keep the peace. We've all done that. I've done that. You've done that. But are we doing them a favor? And are we glorifying our Father in heaven? If we're to be an example of righteousness, I just read to you that we're not to have fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness. So what that means is, that doesn't mean that we shut up and don't talk to them. But folks, if you break bread with them and carouse around with them and spend time with them all the time, every day or quite frequently, you're not walking in the spirit of Christ. You see, this is tough. I don't know about you all, but sometimes I feel uncomfortable with certain gatherings, maybe even family gatherings. Because in that group, there's fornication, adultery going on, homosexuality. I know that, and they know I know that. And I have a hard time being around that. I feel uncomfortable. And if you feel comfortable going into a bar as far as walking into a bunch of sinful people, drunk and fornicators, and that doesn't make you feel uncomfortable, there's something wrong with you. I don't mean that you don't go in there. Your spirit grows. Walking in Christ, yes. Okay. Sorry, folks. Had some trouble there with Todd just told me my microphone's breaking up, so I just had to unplug it and plug it back in. But if you're to walk as Christ, and you compromise to the point that you fellowship with them to become almost one of them, you're doing some terrible things to the glory of a Father, and you're a witness to others. You know, in the book of 1 Corinthians, Chapter 5, a very hard verse is written there. Hard because it makes us take a stand on some things that always feels like we're going to have to do something that's going to bother other people by not partaking with them. I'm going to read this to you, if you don't mind, a couple of verses here. And I want you to follow along with me. This is very important. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9, it says, Paul writing, I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators. Repeat that. Fornicators. Now, that's just, he had trouble with it in this one church with fornicators. He said, don't keep company with them. Yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or with idolaters, for then must ye needs go out of the world. He said, you cannot not be around and keep company sometimes with people that are fornicators, that are drunkards, they're covetous, and they're idolaters, but they're not in the church. They're not claiming to live righteously. They're out there in the world. You know they are. But you can't leave this world and just walk away from it because you're in this world. That doesn't mean that you don't witness to them and take a stand. But you had to be around him from time to time. But this is what he was saying. Now, this is a hard verse to accept today. He said, but now I have written unto you. Now, pay attention, folks, because this is Bible. If you're attending a church or any fellowship where this type of sin is going on in that group, and it's not being corrected, you're walking in a sinful camp, and you're guilty of the same sin. But now I have written unto you, not to keep company, if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such as one, no, not to eat. He said, don't partake with any fellowship, not even to break bread with them. If they say they're Christians, they want to attend your fellowship, they want to be part of your life, but you know they're living in sin, they know they're living in sin, don't even break bread with them. Now, how much clearer can that be? He said in verse 12, for what have I to judge them that are without? Do you not judge them that are within? In other words, God will judge those that are outside. But if they come into fellowship and say they're one of your brothers and sisters and live in these sins, you are to separate and judge them yourselves. To set them aside, the Bible says, to turn them over to Satan to destroy the body so the soul might be saved. Now, this is in the Bible, folks. Read it for yourself. So sometimes it takes a real commitment to the truth and to Christ to take this stand for the glory of God, of course, always for the glory of God, but also for the sake of those that are committing these sins in prayer that they will learn that this is wrong and separate from that. That's what it's really all about. But we have been taught all of our lives as Christians, you got to love everybody. You got to go. You got to tolerate everybody because Christ said so. No, he didn't. Christ did not tolerate the hypocrites of his time, the Pharisees and Sadducees. He didn't tolerate them. He told them what they were. They claimed to be believers, did they not? He went to the sinners who never knew him and offered salvation. He didn't tolerate their sin. But for those that said they knew him and they followed his father, he called them liars. He called them hypocrites. He called them vipers because they professed to know the truth, but the truth wasn't in them. He said, you're of your father, the devil. Don't you think that Satan has his children in our fellowships today? Don't you know that he has his children, his ministers of light, so to speak, behind the pulpits in America and around the world, but I'm talking about America, misleading the people with this love doctrine, with this name it and claim it theology, once saved, always saved, rapture nonsense. Don't you think that's part of his deception? Now, I'm not saying all those who believe that are necessarily sinning. Maybe they already believe what's been said, but don't you know that a lot of people will mislead millions of people with these lies? You can name names. I can name names. But this is something that people don't like to hear, and I don't even like to talk about necessarily, but it doesn't change the truth when I cover it. It doesn't change it. You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, we're going to go there next. I want to share something with you. I think it's very important because it clarifies even more what our duties are to God Almighty and obedience to his word. Now, folks, phone lines are open at 844-769-2944. We do want to hear from you. We truly do. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Turn with me there if you would. I just want to read a few verses to you. In chapter 6, verse 14, it says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Folks, two things can never truly mix. If you're mixing with darkness, then there's darkness in you. Understand that. And what concord has Christ with Belial? And what part has he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God, that's you folks, with idols? For ye are the temple of a living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. But now, folks, there's got to be a sign. There's got to be some kind of fruit of those that are his people. There's got to be some kind of separation between his people, his truly born-again believers, and the world's, Satan's people. Now, you don't like this, and I don't care if you like it or not. You can only serve one master. Hey, that's what Christ said. Either you're going to love him and hate the other, or you're going to love the other and hate him. You can't serve two masters. If you're not walking in Christ, you're walking with Satan. I don't care if you call yourself a Buddhist, a Muslim, a Jehovah's Witness, or anybody else. If you're not walking in the truly born-again experience of Christ, saved by grace through faith, not the works, not through sacraments or counting the rosary, if you're not walking in Christ through salvation by faith and fulfilling his laws by your righteousness, by obeying his word, you're none of his. You're walking to Satan. I know we're not perfect. I know I mess up a lot. But I also know that my heart is to serve him. And sometimes my flesh gets in the way and I have to crucify it again. But if you can't, if you're not producing fruit that others can see who you are, what you stand for, there's something wrong with your walk. He said, if you walk in him, he'll walk in you, and you'll be his people. He said, wherefore come up among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you. And ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. So I just want to just talk to you today about this one issue of what do you do when you face up to somebody in your family or someone that goes to church with you, and they're living outright sin, and they know it, and you know it. No repentance is showing. No remorse is showing. No type of, repentance in any way that will make any difference, except perhaps they think they can get by with it without bringing it up. Maybe they're sorry. Maybe they don't want to talk about it because they feel a little dirty about it. But not to the point that to ask for forgiveness and change your lives. With my own eyes, I've witnessed things, folks, in churches and church members that proved in my heart and mind, according to the Word of God, that they were not walking in Christ. They perhaps talked the talk, but they didn't walk the walk. Now, this is not being cruel. This is not being judgmental. This, what we're told in 1 Corinthians, we are to judge those within and judge ourselves from the same standard. But you see, when you tolerate sin in the church, in what we call the church, among those who say they believe, when you tolerate that in there, and the world sees that, the world's not blind. They see what the church has become. They see what the church has become. Mostly a social club. Mostly a place just to fellowship once or twice or three times a week and go home and watch TV. And maybe vote for Donald Trump. And I guess if y'all have been watching news at all, you see Trump again bouncing back and forth on the murder of babies. You heard him say years ago he was pro-choice, and he said he's pro-life. Now he's in between the two because he's politicking. He's politicking. He's come down hard on the law just is upheld in Arizona. He's kowtowing on that now and said, well, the state was wrong, but it's got to be state's rights, but it was wrong. He said he would sign a federal bill at one time, a national bill to stop murdering babies. Then he said the day he wouldn't. Why in the name of God are we so damnably ignorant and stupid that we think that we can support a man like that? And I know Biden's even worse in some areas. But I can't find anywhere in the Bible that I'm to vote for a lesser of evils. If I understand it right, we're to purge out the whole lump. We're to purge out the leaven from among us. And to support a little bit of leaven is as bad as supporting a lot of leaven because it's going to spread just the same. This is not rocket science. This is not deep biblical scholarly teaching. This is common knowledge of the Scriptures that anybody can have. Let's go talk to Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on in.
Hey, Pastor. I got my care package with the outline in it. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. More than welcome.
Pastor, let me ask you this. Did you see the eclipse? It was kind of a parody of it, but they had Trump's head in silhouette rising instead of the moon and covering up the sun. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
I'll send it to you. It's funny, but isn't it appropriate that his head blots out the sun? Also, have you ever seen the clip of General Flynn when he is channeling the
yes.
nut Elizabeth Clare Prophet?
Yes, I have.
In that crazy prayer that
yes,
she prayed.
Yes, I have.
I'm worried
yes, I
about
have.
Him. I think the world of Sheriff Mack, but I'm leery of Flynn. I don't know where he stands. He seems like a good guy, but don't they all? I don't know. That just makes me feel very uncomfortable when I see that.
Well, that's one of the reasons I don't attend a lot of meetings any longer. You've heard this. They meet, they bleat, and then they retreat. You've heard that.
Yes.
Well, yep. I'm not saying they shouldn't go to this meeting. I think some of these people are good people. But they've been meeting now for many, 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 many years, and I attended a lot of them. I spoke to a lot of them. I held several of them. But it hasn't slowed anything down, because just going together and meeting and talking doesn't change it. And as long as you keep being deceived by people like Trump and think he's going to fix everything, yet you don't repent, turn back to Christ, and do what's right in the eyes of God, there's no hope. And I'm convinced now America will not be turned around, and not until we're judged. Not until we're thoroughly judged, then perhaps God will intervene with us. But we cannot be turned around now by any man or any group of men. It's impossible.
And I agree a lot with what your guest last night had to say, but to call Trump a nationalist is a little bit of a stretch. I mean, he proved that he is not America first. He's globalism first. He might come across that way. Heck, I saw him hug the flag. Wasn't that wonderful? But he betrayed America, and only he could have gotten through those shots, because if Hillary had been elected, everybody would have run like a scalded dog from him. So Trump was used because he could get the job done, and he talked the language. But I don't see him as a nationalist at all. They very might well kill him to create a civil war, but he's not America first. He's a fraud.
Well, you remember that show, Mary Poppins?
Sure.
Remember that? Okay. A little bit of sugar makes the medicine go down.
Yes.
Trump gives a little bit of sugar, but you're swallowing some poison.
Yeah. Like I say,
this isn't new. He's not the first one to do this. He's just one of the worst, but he's not the first one. How many people in the past, I mean, we can name names, Reagan right on up and whatever. A little bit of sugar.
Oh, yeah, Reagan, the Department of Education had just been formed when he came in there. He said that during the campaign he was going to shut it down, but he put Bill Bennett in there and grew it fatter than he was.
Yes,
I mean,
they just
do the same thing.
A little bit of sugar.
That's all, Pastor.
And by the way, I say this, people keep falling for that every election, don't they? He's gone. Folks, back at the break with your phone calls, 844-769-2944. Shouldn't we be wiser than the children of Satan? Well, we're not. By the way, that's written in the Bible, too. Book of Luke will tell you the children of this generation are wiser than children of light. Back at the break. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers, made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back. And before we go to the next caller, I'll make, if you don't mind, I'll make a, I guess, a plug for one of my sponsors in a sense that Melody Seastrom pays for our shortwave time on 6115. If you listen to this program live Monday through Wednesday, 6115, listening to it because Melody Seastrom pays for the shortwave time for us. And, you know, she retired off the radio 5 days a week. She's, I think, doing a weekly show on Saturday now, a half-hour show. But she retired from the hourly show. But if you've been keeping up with the news at all, you're seeing gold is hitting record prices almost weekly. It's now to the point that Costco is selling one-ounce gold bars for $2,400 a piece. They're selling 20 to 30 million dollars a month of gold at Costco. Your investment in precious metals, if you can do it, is, I don't care, silver is almost $28 an ounce again. It's a wise thing to do. If I hadn't done that many years ago, folks, I'd been in a creek, up a creek now without a paddle for sure. Call Melody at 800-375-4188 and do tell her I sent you over, please, so she knows I'm at least talking about her once in a while. She'll be on with us here in a week or two, by the way, for a little discussion. But 800-375-4188. I was thankful I listened to her and Bob Chapman and others many, many years ago, back in the middle 90s. I'm so thankful I did. It's not too late to start yourself. All right, let's go talk to Art in PA. Art, come on in. Welcome.
Well, good evening, Pastor.
Good evening, sir.
Yeah, hey, I wanted to thank you, my brother, for bringing up my debacle, my latest
of course,
debacle.
Of course.
And you know, the nuttiest thing about all this is I've had such a, through most of it, almost entirely so far, I've had a wonderful sense of peace through all this. I've done some worrying and all that. That's big. Are you still there?
I'm still here. I don't know what that was, but I'm still here.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what it was either. I might have an incoming call. Yeah, I appreciate that. And, you had mentioned about me going to the flea markets. That's been my only source of income for quite a number of times now. Your guest tonight was supposed to be Jake Lang of the January
Sixers. Right, right.
Yeah. Well, when I go to a flea market, I put in very, very highly noticeable, like lime yellow, construction paper. I'll put signs on the side of my truck. It might be, help from the COVID vaccine injury, or I might have a list of websites, and yours is on there. One of the ones that I had on, I put on, is please help the January Sixers. And I list the website for them, sponsorj6.com, and then I list your two phone numbers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I thought I thought it was kind of interesting that I had just done that, and then, he was supposed to be on tonight.
Yeah, the lady I worked through to find him has it. They contact back and forth on text messaging, but he's not responding. He's not responding at all. But who knows? They may move him again. I mean, you never know when they're in prison. You never know. But, folks, this is the artist asking for help. If you can help him at Southwest PA, this is the guy that asked for help. And I've known this man now by radio for how many years, Art? 15 years? Longer?
It's been long. I've been thinking about that. I already had my new shortwave. It's been, I'm going to guess, 98, 99, somewhere around there.
Wow. You're an old-timer.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Or a long-timer, I should say, maybe.
I feel better now.
Good. I'm glad. But, folks, if you can help Art at all, if you call me tomorrow, I'll pass his number on to you. We'd love to hear you from you. If you can help him at all in that area, if you have some kind of work you can do, that would help him too, I'm sure. But if we help a brother, let's do that. Anything else you want to say, Art?
Thanks again, and may God bless you and the listeners.
Well, thank you, Art. Thank you, my friend. And keep in touch with me.
I will do that.
All right, folks. I didn't ask him to call in. He did, so you can hear it right from the guy that did write the letter. And if we can help him, let's do so. Please, let's do so. I'm going to try to help him sell myself personally if I can at all. But anyway, back to what I was saying. The lines are open if you want to call and talk about anything. I haven't heard from some people for a couple of weeks now, and I'm getting to worry about them. 844-769-2944. I mean, people out there I know are listening, been listening for 20 years or longer. And I'd love to hear from you tonight if you have any comments or questions that you want to share with us. But there's so many strange events happening in the world today. So many things that are, to me, they're kind of signs, if you will say that. Maybe of what's to come. I mean, you heard the exposés on the last three eclipses we've had, and what could happen, what that could mean. I don't know that. I don't know that. I don't poo-poo it at all, but I don't know that. I just know that be outside those signs, there's so many signs of a nation decaying so quickly that you have to be completely blind and willfully blind not to see it. We have a nation that's so corrupted, so polluted with sin, immorality, and madness, that we're seeing shootings about every day. And I know there's nothing new, but they are an increase. We're seeing children now robbing banks and trying to stab people, adults, to death. We're seeing all manner of evil. But, folks, this is what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. When God said destroy the whole city, and Jericho also, everything was killed inside the city, the children also. They become so wicked that even the children were polluted. Guess what? It's happening here. In our once country, our once nation, that was a loving, peaceful place that had normalcy about it. where you can leave your doors unlocked at night. You can let your children go out in the streets or down to this local schoolhouse or whatever and play till dark and then worry about it. Something's happened, but folks, what's happened is not complicated. It's easy. We've forgotten God. A nation that forgets God is turned into hell. We've forgotten to the point already that we're such cowards that we don't want to approve or rebuke anybody that we know is doing wrong. Even our own families, because we don't want to upset them. We don't want to hurt their feelings. Folks, would you rather hurt their feelings now and then they come to Christ, or make him feel good right into hell? What is it? What would it take to make you understand how serious this is? I wish I had the answer for that. Maybe we could do something to change things around. If we could just stop and understand a little bit how serious this is. Folks, I can't come close to understanding who God is as far as holiness. No man can understand the holiness of God, thrice holy. No man can understand the righteousness of God. No man can understand the anger of God against sin. But believe me, we're going to see all this come to pass. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Hey, Pastor.
Yes, sir, ma'am.
The phones weren't working on the last Bible study.
I know. Something happened. Phil didn't catch it. It's over with. Almost over with. He didn't catch it. So, yeah, we know.
He didn't push the right button again. I'm going to have to give him a hard time, Pastor.
I know.
You know, if I don't call, something's wrong with the phones.
What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I was thinking about the eclipse and the warning. Do you know, Monday, I went out in the morning. The sky was just so pretty and clear. I don't think I've seen it that pretty and clear in years. No planes, no nothing, just serene and pretty and beautiful, just blue. Yeah.
So praise
now
God.
It changed. But it was just, it's like, when I was young, and you go outside and you take the clear skies and the beautiful scenes and all that for granted. It was just serene.
Oh, yes, I remember those days. The sky was just so blue that, you can't even get, it's hard to remember what it used to be like.
It was just beautiful. It was beautiful. And as we got closer to the eclipse, here we go again,
I understand.
God is telling us, you are done.
Well,
he's had enough.
I hate to say you're
what's
right.
He gotta, what has he got to do? He's not going to reach down and smack us all. He's going to. We're all going to pay for our discretions that we have not repented about. Anything we've done we haven't repented and gotten forgiveness for, we are done.
Yes,
but what
we are.
Are you going to do?
Yes, we are. All we can do is try what we're doing right now, get people to stop and think a little bit, and get them maybe to stop and look into themselves and make sure that they're trying to live righteous. You know, Jan, at my best, my righteousness stinks. You know that. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
But that's that. When we know that, and God knows our heart and knows we're trying to do what's right, that's what salvation's all about. It didn't make us perfect.
Yeah.
It made us want to be perfect.
Yes. We'll never achieve it, not on earth.
No, we won't. No, we work towards that for his glory. That's all.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what we do.
That's all we can do is try to wake people up. Wake them up, and they're not waking up. I don't mean they're woke. I mean God's woke. I am here. I am all-powerful. I am him. Yeah.
Yep, I agree.
And whatever happens to you, I allow. If you want to be stupid and go do it when you know better, that's you. No one else but you.
Macy,
all these kids running around following all these trends, and I'm guilty.
We
I was young once. I followed trends.
We are.
Yeah. And they follow all these trends. And my dad used to say, if somebody jumped off a bridge, you're going to jump off with them. You know, you're going to be stupid, or you're going to, you know, figure it out for yourself.
Yeah. Well, that's where he was told that let whosoever will come and drink the water like freely. That's up to us what we're going to do. That's our decision.
Yeah. And people have to teach their children. I don't care if Bobby wants to go out and run around and be a girl. If he wants to be stupid, let him be stupid. You don't have to be stupid. Everybody's going to be wants to be girls that are boys and boys that are girls don't mean you got to do it.
That's exactly right.
Think for yourself.
That's exactly right.
What did God say? God created man, he created woman. That was it. And he doesn't make mistakes. He does not make errors. If he made you a boy, you're a boy. He made you a girl, you're a girl.
Rejoice in that fact and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Rejoice and enjoy it.
You know, just one of our sins.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being there, Jan.
I don't know if you mentioned Doug Hagman's tragedy.
Good point. I've mentioned it. Thanks for reminding me of it. I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, Pastor. We'll talk to you on Bible study if we don't call up with a comment about everything else.
There'll be another Bible study on the 20th, so hang in there. We're coming back as soon as possible.
Yeah. On the 20th. Okay.
Talk to you later.
Bye,
Pastor. By the way, folks, before we go to the next caller, Doug Hagman has his own talk show on Global Star. He's been on his program a couple times. Doug and I do not see eye to everything, but Doug is a man of integrity, is trying to make his stand and do what's right. Well, Doug lost a daughter, I think, yesterday or the day before. They found her in her backyard dead, and I don't know the reasons why. No, I haven't heard any reasons why yet. But Doug lost his daughter, and she, I think, had three children. And he lost his son 4 or 5 years ago to a drug overdose. So Doug Hagman's going through a hard time right now. And I'm going to say this. I don't know. I heard this mentioned on the Ted Nelson Brewer show today, and I think it's a good idea. I'm sure Doug is going to have expenses to meet now, funeral expenses and all that, because I'm sure he should have any kind of coverage on that. I'm going to try to send some money to him if I can to help out a little bit with that expense. If you out there tonight know Doug Hagman, whether you do or not, if you want to help a brother that's in a bind right now, hurting in a lot of different ways, if you want to send a small donation, just put it to me, Pastor Butch, send this to Doug. I promise you'll get it. You'll get it. And he will get it, I promise you that. It may be $5. Maybe all together may send in $20, $30, $100, whatever. But every little bit will help. At least will show some people actually care. And men like him, they're out there in the battle, in the trenches every day, trying to make a difference. So keep Doug and the family in your prayers, please. His website is Hagman, H-A-G-M-A-N-N, man with two N's, HagmanandHagman.com. Check it out. But keep Doug and the family in prayers. Let's go now to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in.
Hi, Butch. I was going to say something different right now, but right now I want to talk about what happened to that man and his child. You know, every man that's ever walked to the face of the earth that is upright and fears God, you know, you always think in your heart, and I do, and I know you do too, that, you know, your son should always outlive you.
Yes.
You know, your son should outlive you. And so, I mean, you know, when you love your child and, you know, you raise that child, you watch the child, you try to teach the child the ways and things of God. Or even if you did not, you love your child, you know, whether they're a good person or a bad person. I mean, you're going to love that child right to the grave and pray for them all the way there. And now I'll change the back of what I was going to say here. I'll pray for that man. You know, it breaks my heart, you know, how I felt about children. I never hide that. But anyways, I know something about going to different churches. You know, I've been to many of them. And I'm going to read a verse of scripture here because I'm going to show you. This is what I've seen in these churches, Butch. And it's just a couple verses here, and you know what they are. So when I start reading, you'll know. You know, this comes in 1 John. You know, it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abides forever. See, you can't go into a building and proclaim God, but dress and act like the world. You didn't leave that outside the church. You brought it in with you.
Amen.
And I've seen it in so many churches, Butch. I mean, you know, you got young men, young women in there with skinny pants on, you know, with them pants that are real tight, and a woman's got a butt sticking out there, and, and these people, and these are some of the elders of the church. They are the ones that go down the aisle and pass out communion.
Oh, yes.
I've seen that, Butch.
Yes, I know you have.
I've seen that. You know, and I'm but a man, you know. I mean, I'm going to tell you, there's something wrong because I tried to recruit for my team on the street, so I went to many, many different churches. And it's some of the biggest churches here. That see, you can see, you're not leaving the world outside. When you walk in, that's in there. And you can see it and you can feel it. I guarantee you that. You know, and I'll go there, and I can't wait to get out sometimes. And so, I've learned that the hard way. And so, what would happen, if I, tried to get people out of those churches and come with me on the street? See, I would have to tell them, hey, look, we got a dress code here. We don't do this here. We don't do that here. You know, you leave your phone away. You know, all those things that they do right in the church. And I'm going to tell you, it breaks my heart. And I know I'm not the most holy person that has ever walked the face of the earth. I wish to God that I was. And I have my faults, too. You know, but it's so distressing. When I walk out of there, I feel like I need to go home and take a bath, Butch. I'm serious about this now.
I know that, brother. And there's people, a lot of them are really sincere. They're good-hearted people. But they let the world into the church and don't even know it. That's what the sad part of it is.
And they don't deal with it. Now, I brought that up to several pastors that I went to. I mean, sometimes I have it, you know, I just got to let it go. You know, I speak out about it. And, they'll say stuff like, I see a woman in there, she got rainbow hair, you know. You know, mm-hmm. She's like 13 years old, and she's up on the thing, singing this wonderful song. Well, see, it doesn't match up here. You see, you look like the world, you act like the world, but you're singing about something that's heavenly.
Uh-huh.
And nobody corrects them. Nobody corrects them.
A lot of them hurt feelings. It might make them go home.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I mean, there was one church that I really kind of liked, but they changed the pastor, and I just can't deal with it anymore because they will not do any correction there. And when I bring it up, you know, a lot of times, you know how it is in churches, you know, we have iron sharpens iron, you know, and the senior people to get together, whoever wants to come in there. And so when I went to those things, I brought those things up. You know, but nothing ever changed.
They're
changed.
Not going to. They're not going to. I'm going to read this to you. I'm going to let you go. But I read this. We must preach the truth, whether it fills up a room or cleans it out. Either one. We got to preach truth.
Because it stands alone. It is truth.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
It is truth. Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling, Gary. Appreciate
you. Thank you, Gene, brother.
God bless you, friend. All right. Let's go talk to Daryl in PA. Daryl, how you doing?
Well, I'm barely alive, but praise the Lord, I can't walk anymore. I just drag my leg, and it just tires me out. And I haven't called in for a while because I just can't even hardly hold the phone or use the mouse or anything to try to check anything. But praise the Lord, He's kept me alive during my falls, and I haven't broken any bones, so praise the Lord for his mercies for an impatient guy like me and one who whines and murmurs and complains too often. And we know the Bible speaks against that. I wanted to apologize. I know Phil's probably in bed by now, Phil Hudock, because he goes to bed early. But I got upset. Jan collaborated what I said. I tried to call in, and she did too, for hours. And with my hand being the way it is, I got super frustrated. And so I overreacted, and I got upset because I wanted to get my prayers list out. And that's what I thought the whole purpose of the Bible study current events was give people a chance to call in and get their prayers out. And as you know, you've piled me up with a long list of people. And I like to find out if they're still alive, et cetera, if I'm praying for somebody that's passed on. But I want to say since you had a couple people call in and mention these things, the one caller mentioned General Flynn. I wonder why is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer pushing this guy big time when you can watch the guy give a speech that he took word for word from a woman that channels demons?
Yep, I saw that.
And I wonder why is General Flynn getting so much, just because he's a retired three-star lieutenant general, people think, oh, he's on our side now. We've got some of the real big hitters on our side. No, they infiltrate. That's the whole purpose of counterintelligence projects, COINTELPRO. And he smells like one big time. And I don't understand. It seems like the discernment level amongst God's people is super low. And that's one thing I pray for constantly is discernment. We should pray for that.
Amen.
But I just want to praise and thank the Lord for people like Jan. Jan called in, and she doesn't know me, never met me.
We're down about 30 seconds, Darryl, about 30 seconds left.
Yeah, I just want to praise the Lord for Jan being concerned about me and calling in and asking about me. And I praise the Lord for Phil Hudock and how wonderful he's been to call to Decision Ministries.
Amen.
And I want to thank you for your faithfulness, Pastor Butch. You've been very faithful. And please, everyone, keep Pastor Butch and Marcia Jean in your prayers. Keep in prayers for protection and also for guidance for Pastor Butch and for healing on both of them. God bless you. Love you, Pastor
Butch. Thank you,
Darryl.
Thank you so much, brother. Love you a bunch. And folks, by the grace of God, we'll see you in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. About our time for tonight. Be back with you Monday night, Lord willing. But yeah, please, do pray for us in direction of what we should do. I'm only a man. I haven't got all the answers. I know the one that does. We love you. Good night.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.